Nebraska, Minnesota. 11 a.m. on Saturday, ESPN2. Brian Custer, who used to be on Fox and is now over at ESPN, is on the call. Minnesota 3-2, 1-1 in the league, coming off a bye. They haven't played since October 2nd when they won at Purdue. Nebraska's playing their eighth game in 8 weeks. They are 3-4. Fleck took out last year. Fleck, after a bye, is 2-2. Lost his first two games, 17 Maryland, 18 Iowa, and then in 19, they beat Purdue and Penn State after a bye. Did not even look at last year. And they are coming off a bye. They will be down to their third and fourth running back. They also have to deal with somebody that's played significant snaps over two of the last 3 years, Curtis Dunlop, an offensive guard who was in and out of the rotation this year, put his name into the portal. But back in 19, when he was really good on that 11-2 Minnesota team, he was honorable mention, but then suffered an Achilles injury. All right, time for role play. We don't have any music for this. We don't have costumes. It's just you and I in sports Nebraska football role play. I should.
Yeah, get your mind out of the gutter, people.
Well, I just wanted to clarify for people.
What do I have to do to get you into this program today, Gary?
Well, the fact that I'm sitting in your office, you have me interested, but what else do you have for me?
I've got a lot of great performances, turn in the corner, best week of practice ever. That doing anything for you?
What about wins?
They're coming. Look at what we've done. It's all going to click one day, and then we're there. Promised land, here we come.
You do realize that I don't have a long time here. Okay, I need something now. I need it now. I can't be here and we're discussing and then have it delivered in 3 weeks. I need something now.
Cupboard was bare when I got here. Rome wasn't built in a day. I just need more time. Transfer portal. These things happen.
I can't wait. Can I have something sooner?
We're trying to go 1-0. And that'll bring everyone a lot of happiness. Winning fixes everything.
So you're telling me that 4-4, we might be able to do a deal.
4-4, not where we want to be. But that's who we are. Onward and upward.
But I'm frustrated about this deal right now.
Hey, get in at a low rate, Gary. We got a lot of potential, a lot of guys making progress this season. Improvement off the charts. Best week of practice
ever. I hold to a higher standard. I don't think what you're trying to sell me is where you want to be, correct? But if that's where you want to be, then our deal might be done here.
We want to be in the playoff discussion each and every year.
Okay, you got to understand here. I'm a realist. That's what's gotten me through life. I've owned a small business for 47 years. Okay? The same people that are fixing shoes in the back room are still the people that are fixing shoes. So I'm a realist here. Okay? I don't need anything flashy. But I also don't like people that are just blowing smoke. Are you blowing smoke? Because if you're blowing smoke, I'm getting up now and I'm walking away.
I've got a feeling it's going to happen. And when it does, we're going to be unstoppable.
Well, what can you give me that the guy across town can't give me?
We have a football program. They don't. But but if you're looking for something more tangible, I can offer you a win against Minnesota, a great week of practice, reward the kids for having a bye, another great week of practice, and then on to the next one.
That's good. There's a little off-the-cuff role play. There was no script. There was nothing like that. Nicely done. Welcome. This is your audition. Now you've gone from being an intern here. They're actually going to give you a salary.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Just happy to be here, guys.
Jim said, here's the deal. Supply is limited. I need you to sign up today for the 2022 model.
Yeah, I guess I could have leaned more into the car analogy than the coaching analogies.
So you would be selling me a loaner. Hey, drive this loaner through Thanksgiving weekend and then bring it in.
We'll talk trade-in. We'll talk turkey Thanksgiving weekend.
See, this is, and what I've said from the jump, hey, end of the year. You won't have to think too hard about what's going on. Just wait until the end of the year, walking off the field on Black Friday against Iowa. Perfect. Yeah. You're giving me a loaner right now, and it's a nice loaner. Okay?
We detailed it.
It's a Frontier, a Nissan Frontier from Woodhouse Place Nissan. And maybe we upgrade to an Armada, possibly, but I'm driving a nice vehicle right now. Not the top end, but yeah, you're selling me a loaner. So I will take the loaner. I will see if I like it. And then on Thanksgiving weekend, we'll talk about doing a deal. And you could put me into the brand new 2022 Nissan Frontiers that have just shown up at Woodhouse Place Nissan at a really good price and a nice little luxury if you enjoy driving the Frontier. Perfect. Andy Kendi from KTV is coming up next. There is baseball that begins at the top of the hour. We'll keep you updated on what's going on in the South Side as the White Sox need to win today against the Astros. And if not, we have the Red Sox and we have the Astros. We have the brand of the cheaters and Alex Cora, who was tied into that as the manager of the Red Sox, opening up a series. I think it would be on Friday night in Houston. Houston or the White Sox get home field in the ALCS. So that starts at the top of the hour. AK is coming up next on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.